Today I have the pleasure to host Nikki from Joy of Impermanence and Bernard Alonso. Nikki, welcome to Orville Radio. How are you? Why are you here? Can you please introduce yourself and tell the reasons why you're here today?
Thanks for having us, Nadia. Well, I'm here today to really bring Bernard into the picture for everyone to hear a little bit about the work he does. I'm representing a project that I'm part of called the Joy of Impermanence Project, under which Anitya is the first community. We're just a group of young Aurovillians trying to get together and work with our hands and experiment with a new form of living together, building ourselves, living together, and then for 5 to 7 years, and then moving house and moving to another place in Auroville, a nomadic community, if you will. And as part of that community, we are holding a few courses for people to participate. And this February, we're doing a 12-day permaculture design certificate course. And that's primarily why I'm here today.
Great. So diving into the topic of permaculture and human permaculture, this is yours, Bernard. Can you please introduce yourself and tell us about your study and work into the field of permaculture?
So my name is Bernard Alonso, as you beautifully said, and I'm here in Auroville because I love it. And I decided to help this year this beautiful group. Usually I'm here to write and on a retreat, but this year I make a little exception. So I've been since 1993 taking care of permaculture. I was the one in Quebec to start the first course, PDC, Permaculture Design Course, international course, with the help of other senior teachers. So I'm doing now, I'm the senior coming and helping this group to become themselves a permaculture group and permaculture appliers. Can I say that? So a PDC, it's a 72 hours, but I will give 99 hours because I will include the human permaculture. So permaculture, it's about copying the nature. Mostly people limit permaculture in agriculture, but it's much bigger. It goes into the social building, and Auroville, it's a great example of so many permaculture example that one can see and practice. So it's a fertile place to teach permaculture. So permaculture, it's copying the nature, and human permaculture, it's how the human group, the social group, is applying the law of nature, which is the same. In fact, what we did wrong in this industrial world, we forgot that nature had mechanism. And the 12 principles that David Holgreen, one of the pairs, created, it's to do exactly the way, the mechanism of creating ecosystem that we call design. So permaculture design course, it's 14 different topics to create design, to create ecosystems. So,
and that is happening on the 10th of February till the 22nd.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And you said that you include also human permaculture into this course. What do you mean for human permaculture, and how would you include it inside this course?
So every species on this planet, living beings, have a role and a function, and that we forgot. We try to fill up the role needed by the society, by the industrial world. And so it is, I created the concept, not I didn't invent it because it exists in nature, but by observing nature, you can see that everyone has a niche, has a special profile. Everyone is born with a toolbox to create its own mission. And this is not only something I decide, it's something that it is needed. And you can find it by the same mechanism that permaculture is using in the design. Since you are part of an ecosystem, You are yourself an ecosystem with a role and a function to find, and you have to apply it. So when one is applying his own reason to be, is born to do something like the giraffe did, like the ladybug did. So we are here not just to have a paycheck and a retreat and die. We are here to express a mission, to express a role. So it's important to find it. So usually the PDC, I will give the international PDC, so it will be certified. It will be recognized everywhere. But for free, I'll add this human permaculture concept, where you position yourself as one of the important element of the ecosystem you create around you. So the ecosystem needs you, and you need the ecosystem. It's not that I'm serving the ecosystem and I withdraw myself. Mm-hmm. So and
from
since
both part.
And since I am born with my personal tools, and Nikkei has his own personal tools, and together we create a team where everybody gives his best. And in this exchange of best, this is the ecosystem, new ecosystem, we have we define a goal, the same goal, and we have a goal to reach. So that creates a strength, an incredible strength of creativity. So that's what's human permaculture. And I will be given at the Yusling place, organized by the Yusling group, 3 days human permaculture with one Aurovillian, Ona. She couldn't be here today because she works. Ona Chance, she's an Aurovillian, and she's learning with me this human permaculture concept. And in Europe and in England and everywhere. So she wants to include it in they have those group of students coming for 6 months, they will have to go through that human permaculture design in 3 days. It's a little intensive. You find out who you are, what is this toolbox you need to know, or to make sure that you are in your toolbox.
So, and basically, what is the difference, now I'm getting lost, between the 10-day, the 12-day course and the 3-day course?
So that it's 2 weeks. It's 6 days, 1 day off, and 6 days, 12 days, of course.
Days,
yes.
Yeah.
So the 12 days, it's the whole thing. That is, I have a farm, I have a family, I learn how to create a design.
Okay.
Fine.
And for that, you get a certification. Also,
you get a certification.
You complete the course and understand everything.
Yes. And then with that, you can one day, if you want, after certain years and certain steps, you can become a teacher.
Okay. Like I did, so it's a real initiation, official initiation of the work.
Basic. At the basic. And there is 14 different topics. We talk about climate, microclimate, money, building, eco-building, agriculture, water, forest, 14. And I add, human permaculture, it's how, we know what a chicken makes, but do I know what I am doing in an ecosystem?
Mm-hmm.
What we do now, we try to fit in an ecosystem. This is not... It works because we are bright human beings, but it's not where you flourish and bloom.
Mm.
Where you came here to bloom and to serve something. So the difference, the 3 days, is knowing your own profile. What is my personal,
role?
Yeah, it's role, function, reason to be.
It resonates a lot with the word dharma.
The French comes in my mind. It's I am a unique formula, and Nadia is a unique formula, and Nikki is a unique formula. What is that unique formula? In 3 days, you find out, and then you can be attracted. You know, oh, this is for me. I fit into it. Oh, this is not, even if the salary is good, this is not for me. You see, it's a difference. I kind of like it, doesn't mean, but this is not where you are in your niche. When you are in your niche, you could do it for free.
Okay, understood. So the 3 days more personalized about your personal role in the ecosystem, the way you can bloom and blossom and serve the divine the best way.
In the best way.
The first one, that is the one happening on the Anitya land, is more wide, in a wider range, because it connects with all the topics of farming, industry, architecture, etc., etc. This is really beautiful and really interesting.
Thank you.
Wow. I hope. And where all this knowledge comes from, if you can synthesize? How did you learn all this?
One of the first thing one has to learn as a permaculture is to observe. If you want to become a good, permaculturist, can you say that? I don't know. You have to learn how to observe without analyzing. And what we learn also is to use the right brain. So in a community like here in Auroville, since we have the spirituality, it's easy because people are training. But in out there, it's not obvious what I'm saying. So I have special training for how to run this right brain and make it operational. So where this is coming from, in fact, I had a farm in Quebec and was receiving 10,000 children per year in a day visit at the farm. And I was surprised to see. So there was 8 activities. At the same step, at the same moment in those 8 activities, I could find different children having the same behavior, social behavior, asking the same question. So I realized that there was a pattern. And then in the meantime, the Native Amerindian opened up to the white people, and I went very close to them, and I started learning, and they had that. I mean, it was obvious.
Of course.
So I learned their own model, and along with my team, because I always work with team, we created a concept adapted to this world. So you will be surprised, Nadia, that we have 9 niche. So you belong to one of those 9 niche. And it's very easy. It's not me telling you, Nadia, you have this niche. You find out. And I have a process to inquire, to self-inquire yourself. And it becomes obvious because you carry it with you. You're born with it. So when you know your niche, then you have a sub-niche or 2 sub-niches that are very close. And you, with the time, you find out, that you'll understand that those 2 sub-niches will help the niche to make it strongest. And then you have a golden thread, something that was always there, that you have to find out when you were 9, 10, just before being a teenager, you know, before you want to be like everyone, haircut and having the Nike thing. So then you have to fetch in this, and then you have a... So when you look at the world and you recognize what makes you in expansion, wow, I love entertaining people at the radio because I have a niche of communication. Perhaps you have a niche of communication. And I have this curiosity. So you see, you have all the pieces to be into your niche. And then you recognize the what is attracting you. Could be sport, could be politics, could be so forth and so on. It fits you. So this gives you a good way to take your direction. And then after you try, you test it, and you see that it's easy for you to express who you are.
Super interesting. When is the 3-day course happening?
I forgot the dates. It's the after the 2 weeks. It's the end of February, 1st of March.
Okay.
It's a weekend. 3 days. 2 days. And you must do the 3 days because... And, you know, before the 3 days, 15 days before, you receive the self-inquiry, so you come all ready with really question.
Sounds like a very transformative
process. Oh, it's wonderful. And I'm so excited that Ona Aurovillian could use that tool here in Auroville. All the use you're receiving, it's... I did it with this group last year. You want to share how it was with you?
Yeah, what was your experience?
Bernard spent a few days with us and... I think it was a really interesting exercise for our team, sort of who had been working together already a year, to sort of see the gaps in what we were thinking and what we weren't thinking of in terms of what our community needed, and just sort of asking ourselves certain questions of what we wanted as a collective and what we could as individuals contribute. And that, I think, it still resonates. We're still sort of coming up with threads of what came up in those 3 days. So, yeah, it was really, really useful, I think, for us.
And would you recommend it?
Yes, I think if these are questions you have and if this is a journey you want to take, absolutely go for it. I think, I would be curious to see what it would be like to do the 12-day PDC course, which is so broad, and so I think it offers a lot of things that maybe you could use in different things, and then you sort of you end it with this intensive on yourself, no? And and be curious to see what would come out. So yes,
I'm sure you're going to love it, because it's a special way to I'm teaching for those that are visual, auditory, and kinesthetic. So I'm not talking all day. There is pieces we talk, pieces we. So the same topic is seen in three level. So if you are kinesthetic visual, you will find your.
Sounds like very inclusive.
Yeah, and here, I mean, it's a beautiful Oroville. It's the best place to give a PDC. And what I'm looking for, because they are great, there are two other people that are fantastic, that they become the permaculture. The permaculture.
Yes, yes.
So they could knock at their door because, I mean, they're fantastic.
Little Orovillian committee for permaculture. Where you go and ask questions.
Doc, I need a design. I need to be sure that, what?
Can you help me?
Help
looking
us.
Forward to that.
Yes.
This is yours. Together with the joint team.
Yeah, at the end of it, I think we'll learn a lot from what to do with ourselves on the land too.
I can tell you much that when I this year I came back, I can see this board, and because we learn also how to get together. How can I take the best of you, the best of her, the best of me? And we have to decide what group we belong to. There is a group for the garden. There is a group with the human vision. There is a group for... And it's all well organized. You see, I can see they have a vision, a structure, and they're all going in the same direction.
It sounds like it could be applied on all the levels of organization we have here in Oroville, all the groups.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to implement more. Yeah. How long are you staying here, Bernard?
I don't want to be... I stay until end of March, but I don't want to work that. After the 3 days...
No. Just to, to see if
I'm staying long enough. I love to... I've been coming here several years. I wrote a book, and this book is translated. It will be out in February in English, Human Permaculture. And it sold very well. It was very well in French. Now it's going to be in French, in German, in Turkish.
In
English,
I guess.
In English first. Okay. English is done.
Okay, done.
English is done. Yes.
Wonderful.
Yeah. And that book helps having the vision. In fact, what we missed in this humanity, I mean, we have the knowledge of Aurobindo, but what we missed technically, the industrial world went too far away from the nature. So 3.8 billion years of knowledge, it's worth observing it and try to copy it. And I'm not inventing anything. It's very simple. It looks like a big deal, but it's nature. It's...
Yeah, it's actually very traditional.
Copy and paste, Copy and paste.
Really
so you look like the creating the human permaculture, One journalist say, Bernard invented. I didn't invent it, such a great thing like that. I could not do.
We could say that you translated
it. Yes. Or,
a broader language, in a broader means for communication.
Yes.
That's useful for human beings.
And this is what you learn in the design. How can I take this land, this piece of farm, read how it's functioning around, and how I can merge in harmony with everything. And this is the design they're going to learn in 12 days.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, Bernard. Thank you, Nikki. Looking forward to coming to one of the courses.
And just to say, we have limited places left for the permaculture 12-day course.
Hurry up. Register by writing to
anitiaworkshop@gmail.com. The details are
and
online.
Don't say I don't have time or I don't have money.
You have.
We have. It's worth it. I mean, some people, they change their life after. I did change my life after that 25 years, close to 30 years ago. So, and I've seen many of my students changing drastically their life, because it's natural to live like nature. I'm going to stop now. Thank you so much, Nadia.
Thank you, Nadia. Thank you very much.
Thank you.